Developing listening skills. Before listening. Understanding sidetracks. Page 106.
Welcome back, everyone. Are you all ready for the essay exam next week? Okay, no comment, I guess. Well, today's lecture on the poet Basho could be a big help to you. As we discussed last time, Basho is known today for his haiku. But did you know that haiku came from an earlier form of poetry called haikai? That's what Basho was writing in the early part of his career. Now, we don't know a lot about Basho's early life, but we do know he studied poetry with a famous poet in Kyoto. We also know that Chinese poetry and the principles of Taoism had their influence on Basho. As an aside, my wife and I spent several weeks in Japan right after we got married, and we went to the area where Basho was born. We got to see the Ueno Castle, an amazing, amazing place. It was built before Basho was born, so it's something he would have seen too. It gave me some real insight into 17th century Japan. But getting back to our topic, haikai poems are groups of verses or paragraphs, you could say, all linked together. They were more like the poems of Shakespeare, for example, fairly long, and with a set formula or structure. The short haiku form developed from the first verse of the haikai, and Basho had enough haiku published to get pretty famous. He soon had his own writing school in Edo, now called Old Tokyo, and that became known as the Basho School. That reminds me, Basho was not the poet's family name. He got the name Basho from a species of banana tree that was planted near his house. Okay, getting back to what I was saying. The haiku developed from the longer haikai, but Basho's most famous books are not collections of haiku. They're in a form called haibun, which is a haiku followed by prose. The books are kind of like collections of essays, each essay beginning with a haiku. Basho wrote these books. He wrote these books while he was traveling, and he did a lot of traveling. In 1689, Basho walked for 5 months through the villages and mountains north of Edo and along the coast of the Sea of Japan. During this journey, Basho produced his masterwork, Narrow Road to a Far Province. The modern poet Miyazawa Kenji said this about the book. It was as if the very soul of Japan had written it. The book is a collection of haibun, and Basho's writing reflects the everyday problems of travel, like lying awake at night in a bed full of fleas, with a horse making noise outside. Honestly, that's what he wrote about. But the book is also full of insights into nature, life, and death. Pretty big themes. He is able to turn his observations on the outside world, on the external world, into very insightful comments on deeper subjects.